Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Oh, welcome, welcome. It is March 18th. Happy belated St. Patty's Day to everybody out there. Good morning. My name is Karen, and welcome to the Caring Moments podcast. I'm so excited to have my friend Lane back with me today. I love it when Lane comes on. There's always such great, great things that Unified Caring is doing and involved in, and Lane has a new update for us, and I am so excited because I thought, Lane, I'm telling you what, I thought to myself, if this has been going on for years, it's new to me, and I thought, what a brilliant idea. The people at Dear God, Are We There Yet? Have. And it's with volunteering has gone virtual. I love it. Lane is here to tell us all about that this morning. Lane, isn't that just like the best idea ever?
It is.
What's that?
And it is. Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, great. Very good. Yeah, I mean, what an amazing thing that Dear God, Are We There Yet? has built. We've been in conversations with them, and just taking even a step back, what we're talking about is a volunteering network, a platform that makes it easy to volunteer online. And so when COVID-19 hit, everything went online. So virtual volunteering, I don't even remember Karen hearing that phrase before. You know,
me
so
either.
Virtual volunteering was born out of this pandemic, in my mind anyway. So we had identified as custodians of the caring movement that our theme, our focus, our whole proposition to our members and the public, custodians of the caring movement, we identified that we really wanted to builds or participate in whatever the right thing was into a volunteering network. And members were seeking that as well. And so we went about looking. We looked at a lot of different alternatives and a lot of different platforms. And by far, Dear God, Are We There Yet? is just a beautiful match for us. We announced yesterday on St. Patrick's Day, isn't that appropriate? We announced the launch of the volunteer network for UCA members, hosted by the Dear God, Are We There Yet? Nonprofit. The platform is called Impact Connect, and we'll be talking about that today. I'm very, very excited about this new benefit for our members, how easy it is to get into action. Really kind of caring. That's the bottom line, you know, caring for ourselves and, you know, doing service. And those two hand in hand lift us and lift our communities and lift the world. And boy, do we need that now.
Exactly. We really do. And I have to agree with you. I would say this was born out of the pandemic. And it is just genius. It really is, to keep people connected even though they can't be connected in person. So, and what a great way to give back and to become a custodian of the caring movement. I'm so proud of the way that UCA continues to be on the watering edge of expansion with impact and the custodians of the caring movement. I'm just, it just floors me every time something new comes aboard. This is just so timely and just what an act of love.
Well, beautifully said. It has been, we have been so busy during this pandemic, and you know, the world needs more caring, and we've really moved into gear, and our members, have so many things that they can access. They can, you know, find inspiration. They find all kinds of resources, whether that be tools, information, or savings and discounts that help them during this time be caring for themselves and family and caring for community. This takes us to another level in moving caring forward. And that is a safe and easy way to connect with people and communities who have plans or dreams to be realized. And they want help. They're calling for help. It's been difficult for them necessarily to get help. And we're not talking about Impact Connect and our volunteer network is only for non-monetary needs. Impact Connect and platform, what we have here is not for seeking funding or donations, and that's not a part of this platform. It is completely about all of us being able to put our energy, our talents, our skills. Now, it doesn't matter what our role, job, age, or energy level is in life. Everybody can be a part of the volunteer community, volunteer network itself. That's pretty exciting. There are thousands of projects already up on this platform on Impact Connect, thousands, and around the world. This is not just about the U.S. either. You could get in and volunteer virtually with a nonprofit organization through Impact Connect and make a contribution anywhere in the world. Anywhere members can create projects themselves. So if you're excited about making a difference for, you know, the foster care children in your community, as an example, you could align with a nonprofit. Maybe you already are aligned with a nonprofit. You could put together a project and add it to the platform, ask for volunteers, and that platform helps people connect their desire to contribute in a range of areas to the actual projects. It really works cool too, Karen. It's like I remember the first times I was going on it, and they've been, you know, they've been adding a lot to the platform. But the first time I went on, it's like I put in a pretty narrow search. I think the search actually I put in, I do remember this, I was putting in around the elderly. And, I wanted to look in, the U.S. And I really it was all virtual only. And the nature of the contribution, I wanted to work with elderly, I hit search. There were hundreds of projects listed in a narrow search. And I could then narrow it even more and get down to the 20. And I was really excited, Karen, when one of the projects was Love for Our Elders, a nonprofit we in UCA have been sponsoring for years. And they're
right.
On the platform.
We just did Love for the Elder Day with the letters to the Elder Day.
Last month, exactly.
Yeah.
So you could find Love for Our Elders on the platform, too. Again, this, it's easy. It's safe. It is UCA members have behind their login, there's an easy link over to a special dashboard for our members. They're on the platform that's customized for our members themselves. Some other goodies that are in there as well as part of, UCA and supporting volunteering across our whole membership base. And then you have access to Impact Connect and all the various ways that you can contribute. It's just phenomenal. This is really a very good day, a very good week, a very good month for our members. There's a lot of new things like this. This is just on the top of the list.
Yeah, but it's a global network, correct? So
it is.
Anywhere
absolutely
in the world.
Yes.
Right?
And dear God, are we there yet? You know, I want to take a moment, and we will invite, you know, them to come on the show as well, as we're getting experience and our members are using the platform. But the start, when you talked about, you know, this, you know, brilliance of virtual volunteering, they didn't start that way. They were travel volunteering. And can you know what happened to travel with pandemic?
Right.
So they pivoted.
Right.
They pivoted. They pivoted to virtual volunteering. They have built this quickly. They built it fast. They've, you know, really responded to what volunteering needs to be, not just during the pandemic, but frankly, it's opened up an entire new window of opportunities. And I'm excited about the long-term impact that we can all have by volunteering virtually. And they will bring in, they'll bring, you know, the face-to-face location travel kind of volunteering. That'll be back when it's safe and when it's time, and that's hopefully not far away. But virtual volunteering is here to stay, for sure.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I just lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I knocked it right out. Well, I just,
yes,
you and I are funny. We get all excited when we, you know, like have the train coming out of the station. But I do want to share with everybody that, you know, this extensive and growing volunteer network called Impact Connect really does enable people around the world who are willing to change lives to make an impact on their communities, on global society as well. And so, you know, we're very proud of our partnership with Dear God, Are We There Yet? Very proud of our members can jump on immediate opportunities to contribute. You know, the other thing, I can step through some examples of volunteer requests. Would that be a good idea? You want to step through some?
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, let's do that. Well, you know, so we, as you all are listeners, you know, we're focused on care. That's children, animals, resource, and elderly is our care program, our mission to address urgent unmet needs in that area. And a lot of urgent unmet needs are popping up on our volunteer network. For example, if you've heard of CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates, that their affiliate network, nonprofit organizations across the country, they provide such a hugely important role as advocates for children in foster care who have found their way into the court system, meaning they've, you know, broken laws, they've done something that has put them in front of a judge. And judges will appoint a court-approved, court-sworn-in CASA volunteer to speak up on behalf of these foster care children to
right.
help them through what's a confusing and scary time in their life and far beyond. There are CASAs who are just, you know, connecting with one in Hawaii who's been with their child for 10 years. You know, they've had this project for 10 years. This project led to this child for 10-year relationship helping to guide them. CASA is seeking volunteer advocates. Now, the virtual part is the training, but then there's virtual with the child and there's some in-person there. This is a hybrid one that still requires some in-person. But
right.
just to start out, it takes 10 to 15 hours a month to make a difference in the life of a child. And so that one, you know, volunteer advocates across the nation, CASA needs more volunteers, and there's a lot of different levels that you can do. So that's an example of something
that
on there
is.
That
and that's a really, that's a, such an important one to bring up first. Having
mm-hmm.
dealt with, having had a CASA advocate when I was a foster mom. Their sole purpose is that child, not
yes.
either parent of the child, not the attorneys for either parent of that child. they have a true say in the life of that child, and that is probably one of the most, you know, for whatever purpose, you know, it happens, but that is one person who is there to seek only the best interest of the child. And
yeah, they really do live their name. I mean,
yes.
I mean, they are special advocates, and oftentimes it's, you know, Karen, I know you know this too, but the other element most people don't know is oftentimes the judge uses the CASA, the court-appointed special advocate, their report on the child as the definitive element for sentencing, for community involvement, for, you know, what, how to help care for this child, this juvenile. That's a tremendous responsibility, and yet the first response was exactly what you just talked about, their heart. You have a, if you have a big heart, you want to make a difference in a child's life, and truly for the whole trajectory of life, honestly, CASA, go check it out. The volunteer advocates, that's an amazing opportunity, and it's a mix, virtual and in person. That's why I wanted to highlight that one. Well, first of all, I love CASA. As you know, UCA supports CASAs across the country with our emotional health tools, our SunBuddy and MoonBud, you know, kits, because they make
a
huge difference. But so that's one. Let's turn our attention to animals. How about that?
Oh,
animals.
Yes, my two, two of my four favorite things: children and animals.
I knew that. That's why I wanted to start with both of these. It just conveniently spells the right order for care, too. So here's a volunteer opportunity. How about being a wildlife hotline volunteer? An organization in Arizona is seeking volunteers, and here's what they're looking for. They say, if you'd love to help injured or orphaned wildlife, come and be a part of a great organization, 300 volunteers strong, saving over 11,000 Arizona native wildlife this year alone, meaning 2020 alone.
Wow.
And you join others on the hotline team. They figured out, by the way, how to give everybody 2 to 3 hour shifts each week, listening to messages, calling people back who care enough to seek help for injured or orphaned wildlife. They truly have pivoted into a virtual volunteer workforce, covering the most important connection, which is the phone line. When somebody finds, you know, a wildlife in danger in Arizona, they call this number, and you don't have to be in Arizona. You could be anywhere to do your 2 to 3 hour shift. Now, think about that. To help save animals, to help protect animals, 2 to 3 hours a week. What is that? That is so brilliant, because we all, it just gives the illustration. I picked these two to start with because CASA, you know, it's 10 to 15, but it could be a lot more hours a month, and a deep responsibility of a child and advocacy, to 2 to 3 hours a week done in phone support. You know, completely different nature to those kinds of volunteer opportunities. And you're helping wildlife in that case.
Wow.
So how about let's go to the environment. The next, you know, the whole reforestation and environment are important. But, you know, here's one I pulled off the platform just a couple of days ago. If you have an interest in research, in curriculum writing, nature preservation, and want to help kids learn about environmental issues, here's a volunteer opportunity, a virtual volunteer opportunity, and called Environmental Virtual Volunteer. There's exciting new online virtual opportunities available for ASI Upbeat program. And that program signs up hosts and virtual volunteers for the environment to be able to do a range of things, from studying research to writing education programs to nature preservation, how to spread the word about nature preservation. There's a lot of different positions that they're putting together, ASI Upbeat program. That is a very cool program for environmental virtual volunteering. How about that? That's unique.
That is very unique. I love that, too.
Now, I already talked about you know, writing letters to an elder through Love for Elders.
Right.
And you know, that one, if you've heard previous shows, what an amazing thing. You know, they do like to say, by the way, on the platform, they say, well, we're not all Hemingways. We don't all have grief points, but that's not the point. The point is that when you put pen to paper, in this digital age, words on paper are a novelty that we often overlook. But these
isn't that true? That is so true.
It is. Oh, they're so right.
It's a lost art.
It is a lost art. You know, I still personally handwrite letters to folks that I haven't talked to in a long time. And you may know I've been off Facebook for years now, even though I was very early on Facebook, even in beta time. It's just not compatible with me. But I write handwritten letters, and people continually tell me that they do cherish it. And believe me, seniors in homes, so isolated in this time, they cherish even the shortest card, the shortest little love note. It could be a card. It could be a simple letter. These are not meant to be long. They can be as creative as you want. Schools do programs for the kids to do these. There was, as you mentioned, Karen, last month, National Letter to the Elder Day, where 10,000 letters came in. And UCA supported, by the way, all the costs and the process of getting those letters, you know, packaged and out to seniors in homes, right, and hospices and other facilities. So
Serena and Simra met their goal of 10,000?
I believe so. They're going to welcome back, and we'll get it, you know, but
those
it was
kids.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal,
what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Oh, my God,
I could go on and on for that about what they do. I'm just in love
right,
with
right.
what that team, Love for Elders, has done, and we'll continue supporting them.
Right.
So that's a virtual volunteer, and you literally, what does it take to write a letter or two? Not even an hour, right? But you can easily just say, I want to join this volunteering project, and you write as many love letters as you can, many little letters, and it's just off the top of your head. I've written a number of these, and I just let it flow, you know, just a page, because what you're really doing is you're connecting in ways that the seniors really do cherish. So that's another one. I got one more to highlight that I thought was pretty cool, too. I just throw this in the mix. So we just went through children, animals, reforcing, and elderly. That's the UCA focus. But our members have interests far, far greater than, you know, those categories. And there's so many other categories on the site as well. Here's one that is about helping a nonprofit with remote online grant writing and research. This nonprofit is looking for volunteer grant writers and grant research experts who want to give back to their community in a project-centered capacity, that is, in a role that's virtual on a project to get grants written and get funds secured for this nonprofit. You know, and they literally have worked out that even though it's a, you know, less than a three-year-old to a, you know, nonprofit, this is laying groundwork for really something special to have a big impact on communities that they work in. And they have a way of parsing out the work so that, you know, research needed to do grants and then the grants writing themselves can be done with virtual volunteers. What a cool thing. I mean, some people love the research, some people love the writing.
Yes.
I mean,
if you've done
any grant writing before and you can put in a handful of hours or more, what a great way to do it right from your computer.
Right, and meantime, you're helping give back, and
you're
you know, hopefully helping someone research and get their grant.
Exactly.
What a beautiful story that is.
And all of these five that I just stepped through, literally in 30 seconds, they were all presented to me. I mean, it's that easy, and it's safe. The Dear God, Are We There Yet? Works hard to moderate, to manage, you know, this platform. They work very closely to make sure there are nonprofits that, you know, you meet the platform requirements, but the nonprofit has additional requirements, and that then becomes between the nonprofit and you to set up, but they help organize and connect, you know, the volunteers with the nonprofit. So, I think that I've described Dirgado, Are We There Yet? And Impact Connect platform as a partnership made for impact, a partnership made for impact between UCA and Dear God, Are We There Yet? I just think that in a world that's continuously changing, we got to adapt to it. We got to help others to adapt as well. And boy, Dear God, Are We There Yet? Has adapted. UCA has adapted, as you know. Both organizations want people to be inspired and have reason to really see volunteering as an option that's going to enrich their lives, but enrich the lives of others in their community and the world. All that is part of moving caring forward. I just encourage, first of all of our members, you log in, and right on your navigation bar, there's Volunteer Network. You got, you know, your dashboard, you got My Benefits, you got Community, and then Volunteer Network right there at the top of your login now. And you can click in and join the network so easily, and then off to the races go. And we want to hear, you know, from everybody what you're experiencing, tell your stories, you know, tell everybody what impact you've had. You could track, by the way, on this platform, Karen, you could track your volunteer hours. Sometimes people need to do this, you know, children for school and community projects. How about getting your kids to volunteer virtually and work with them and then track those hours and report on it? There's just so many ways this can go. So I think that members, I encourage you to just get on there quick. And if you're not a member of UCA yet, check us out, but just sign up for information from us. You can subscribe to get updates, our newsletters, time periodically send other little notes out, like announcing the volunteering network here. But at $15 a month to subscribe for just the basic membership, Wow, you know, there's so much we provide. And we can do that because we're 170,000 strong across the U.S., and those numbers, we put it all together and we make an impact.
Well, you know, there's two different member levels, right?
Yeah. There's several. You can pick the level of benefits you want, but there's monthly at $15 a month, or you can, you know, join us right now. It's still just $99.95, less than $100 for a lifetime membership. And
exactly.
I don't know how long that'll last, but, you know, those are available. And then there's some additional benefits levels if you're looking for help with medical costs, medical discounts, you know, some group insurance elements. Those are available from the association too, or through the association from independent licensed agents. So we have
right.
different levels that are available, different plans that are available. But the basic, you go to unifiedcaring.org to get the full breadth of what UCA is about. It's just $15 a month, or you know, start out 15 months, and if it works for you, you can upgrade, you know, with a discount
right.
to the lifetime membership, too.
Right. Yeah, try it for a month. See all the full
yeah.
benefits that you're getting. It takes a while because there are many. And I get, whenever I go into the membership area, I kind of get lost because there is so much that UCA offers. And try it for a month. And then if you feel it's a benefit, update for a lifetime, and you'll never be
exactly.
without your benefits, and everything new that's coming in, you know, you still get added into your membership portal.
Yeah,
any last
exactly.
thoughts before we go?
Well, I'm grateful for this platform, Karen, that you keep rolling on our Caring Moments radio show, and it's a big contribution to people to be able to understand what is even available out there to make an impact in this strange time in our world. But even after, you know, vaccinations and everybody's feeling better, the reality is we can all have an impact. And I'm very serious when I say that service gives self-care meaning. You know, the self-help, self-improvement in billions of industry has low satisfaction because what's the contact? Well, maybe you're doing it for purpose. That's great. Maybe you do it because you want to be able to serve others, serve your family, serve your community, serve virtually, globally, volunteer. And, you know, this new volunteer network just gives more options for giving self-care meaning.
I tell you what, you never cease to amaze me with everything that you gear UCA up with, because this is actually quite phenomenal. And I'll say it again, I'm so proud to be a part of this organization who literally makes it so easy for people to get involved in giving back in ways that they never could have possibly imagined. If they didn't know where to start, this is a great place to start, right? I'm just looking at your blog post and Ocean Volunteer, and you mentioned the Wildlife Hotline, Pet Rescue Volunteer, Kids Eating Healthy Planner, research you mentioned as well, but so much. There is so much, and just those few that we spoke about and highlighted isn't even a drop in the bucket to everything
exactly
that's offered. So
exactly.
Thank you for coming on the show today. I truly appreciate you. I love this moving, caring forward movement and this impact. This is huge, huge. What a great thing.
It is. It is. Thank you, Karen.
All right. You have a great day, and we'll talk again soon.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Until next time.